Welcome back to Espresso Expedition's Brewed Review. I'm Sam, and with me today is Claire.
Hi, everyone.
So this week, we're taking a peek into the lives of Alexandra and Celine.
Yeah.
And what's really fascinating about them is just how much they seem to have figured out.
Right.
You know, all the demands of life.
Yeah.
Staying connected as a family.
That's remarkable.
It's incredibly inspiring. And we're going to be uncovering some of their secrets to a balanced life, from forest runs and chestnut feasts.
Oh, those sound fun.
To Lego flowers and even the importance of cultivating meaningful friendships.
It's a really inspiring story, a breath of fresh air, you know,
like a
testament to being mindful and intentional with life.
Absolutely. So let's start with Alexander.
Yeah.
He's clearly passionate about physical activity.
Yeah.
His weekly routine includes CrossFit and trail running.
Wow.
And he's even set this ambitious goal to run a 40-kilometer trail race next April.
That's quite a feat.
Yeah.
It really speaks to his dedication and drive.
Oh, yeah.
And his energy doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
He loves gardening. He was recently sharing about clearing raspberry plants in his forest garden to make room for garlic.
Oh, wow. So he's outside.
Yeah.
And he's active.
All the time, yeah.
And he's engaged with the world around him.
Yeah.
That's incredible how he manages to fit all of that in.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, family time is clearly a priority.
Right.
Their Sunday morning ritual involves a family run through the forest.
Oh, wow.
Followed by a chestnut hunt with his daughter.
I love that.
I can just picture that crisp autumn air, the colorful leaves, the excitement of finding these hidden treasures in the forest.
It's so heartwarming. You can just feel the connection.
Yeah.
The shared experience.
Absolutely. And there's this really sweet anecdote about how their daughter actually inspired them to start having regular family board game nights.
Ah.
She realized they weren't spending a lot of time playing games together, so she challenged them to make it a priority.
That's so sweet.
It is.
Such a good kid.
Yeah. And it speaks to the importance of being present with your family and making time for those special moments.
Absolutely.
And get this, he looks forward to winter so he can go skiing and maybe even participate in a skating marathon.
Wow.
This guy is an embodiment of embracing life's adventures.
I know. He just has this infectious energy, this zest for living.
Mm.
It's inspiring.
Well, let's talk about Celine. Her approach to balance is quite different from Alexandra's.
Yeah.
But it showcases the beauty of individuality within a partnership.
Exactly.
She primarily works from home, and she describes her week as relaxed and less pressured.
It's a different energy, right?
It's so fascinating how they complement each other so well.
Yeah.
Alexandra seeks fulfillment through those physical challenges.
Mm-hmm.
While Celine finds peace and focus in her work from home environment.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful to see how they've found a rhythm that works for them.
I love that.
Yeah. And while her week may appear quieter on the surface.
Right.
Celine is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
She leads several professional groups, and she's constantly learning new platforms and technologies.
She's on top of it.
But what really resonated with me was her focus on personal growth.
Oh, yeah.
She's currently reading Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Oh, I love that book.
And she's particularly drawn to the concept that small changes and shifts in mindset can be the key to building new habits.
It's so empowering.
Yeah, I find that idea incredibly empowering.
Right.
It reminds us that we don't need to make massive sweeping changes to see real progress. But sometimes the smallest adjustments can have the greatest impact.
Absolutely.
And Celine uses her own personal struggle with disorganization.
Oh.
As a very relatable example.
Yeah.
She explains that for a long time, she believed she was inherently disorganized.
Mm-hmm.
And this belief actually led to a self-fulfilling prophecy where her brain constantly confirmed this notion.
Oh, wow.
Resulting in more disorganized actions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a profound insight. It highlights the power our beliefs have over our actions.
Mm-hmm.
If we believe we're incapable of something, we're less likely to take the steps needed to change.
So true.
And she emphasizes how crucial it is to address those underlying beliefs.
Yeah.
If you want to successfully change your habits, it's not enough to simply change your behavior. You need to shift your mindset as well.
Totally.
This really makes you think about all the areas in your own life where limiting beliefs might be holding you back.
Yeah.
What if we challenged those beliefs and started to see ourselves as capable of achieving anything we set our minds to?
Right.
It's powerful.
It is.
Now, even though Celine's week might seem quieter than Alexandra's,
yeah,
she still prioritizes physical activity.
Of course.
She runs every Thursday. And on Sundays, both she and Alexandra run in the forest, but on different trails.
Oh, okay.
However, there's a charming detail even during her forest runs. Celine always brings a book along. I know.
That's amazing.
It's almost like her version of Alexandra's unstoppable energy.
Yeah.
They both have their own ways of recharging and finding moments of peace and fulfillment.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And while Alexandra is off on his longer Sunday run,
mm-hmm.
Celine enjoys a quiet routine of either taking a leisurely walk or just relaxing in the car with a good book.
Oh, nice.
It's a beautiful picture of two individuals finding their own rhythm within a shared life.
It's lovely.
It's a testament to the fact that balance doesn't mean doing everything together all the time.
Right.
It's about respecting each other's needs and finding ways to support each other's individual pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of shared rituals, they have this heartwarming tradition of enjoying chestnuts together as a family.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like such a special part of their lives.
I bet.
They have this time-honored method for preparing the chestnuts.
Mm.
They soak them, they dry them, and then they steam them for easy peeling.
Oh, wow.
It's a process that's been passed down through generations. And it's more than just about the food.
Mm.
It's about the connection and the memories it evokes.
I love that.
Yeah. Celine even shared a cherished childhood memory of chestnut feasts with her father, enjoying new wine from their neighbors.
Wow.
It paints such a vivid picture of warmth, family, and tradition.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And of course, no heartwarming story is complete without a touch of humor. It turns out Alexandra used to have these funny mishaps with chestnuts exploding in the oven.
Oh.
I know he even admitted that he sometimes bit it on purpose just for the fun of it.
Oh, Alexandra.
But those days are probably over now that Celine would make him clean up the mess.
For sure.
I could just picture her playfully shaking her head at him. They seem like such a fun-loving couple.
Yeah.
Finding joy in those everyday moments.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, it's those little moments, you know,
yeah,
of laughter and shared experiences that really strengthen the bond.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find really interesting is that despite this seemingly idyllic life,
right,
Alexandra and Celine still yearn for something more.
You're referring to their quest for deeper friendships, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting how this longing exists alongside their incredibly fulfilling work-life balance.
Right.
And their strong family connections.
Exactly. They've acknowledged that while they know many people through their work and their community involvement, those relationships haven't really blossomed into true, meaningful friendships.
Yeah, it seems like such a common experience.
Yeah.
Life gets busy. And nurturing those deeper connections often takes a back seat.
Sure.
It's a reminder that even when life appears picture perfect from the outside, there can still be those unfulfilled longings.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them even more relatable, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're not portraying this unattainable image of complete happiness.
Right.
They're being vulnerable and sharing a real challenge that many of us face.
Absolutely. It humanizes their story and makes their journey even more compelling.
Mm-hmm.
But even with this challenge, their approach to life is still so admirable.
It is. They're so intentional with their time and their energy.
Yeah.
They actually have these Sunday lunch discussions where they plan out their week as a family, mm-hmm. making sure to include time for individual pursuits, family activities, and everything in between.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's like they've created a system that allows them to prioritize what matters most without feeling overwhelmed or pressured.
That's the dream, right?
It is.
I love how they found that balance between structure and freedom.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has that space to pursue their own interests and passions while still maintaining that sense of togetherness and shared purpose.
It sounds like a recipe for a happy and harmonious home.
It does.
And who knows? Maybe this emphasis on balance and individual growth will pave the way for some exciting collaborations in the future.
Oh, yeah.
They hinted at the possibility of working on some professional projects together down the line.
I can't wait to see what they do.
It feels like they're entering a new chapter, and it'll be so exciting to witness how their individual strengths and passions intertwine in a professional setting.
I agree.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's circle back to this adorable detail about Celine and her daughter building Lego flower arrangements together.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a charming glimpse into their family life.
Yeah.
They spend evenings creating these vibrant displays that brighten up their home during the darker winter months.
It's beautiful.
The beautiful way to bring color and joy into their space.
Totally.
And their daughter even asked Father Christmas for more Legos. It's a testament to the power of shared activities to foster connection and create lasting memories.
Mm.
It's those simple moments of togetherness that make a house feel like a home.
They really are. It's the small everyday moments, you know,
yeah,
that come together to make a life well lived.
Alexandra and Celine's story is just such a good reminder that, true balance isn't about being perfect or achieving some unattainable ideal.
Right.
It's about finding a rhythm that works for you and your family.
Totally.
And prioritizing the things that are important.
Absolutely.
And embracing all the imperfections along the way.
Yeah, it's about creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling.
Mm.
You know, where you have the space to chase your passions.
Yeah.
Grow your relationships.
Yeah.
And enjoy the small joys of everyday living.
And it's okay to want more.
Totally.
To keep looking for those deeper connections and experiences that enrich our lives.
For sure.
Alexandra and Celine's quest for those meaningful friendships.
Right.
Is a reminder that even when it seems like so much is going well, there's always room for growth and expansion.
Absolutely. Life is a journey, of constantly learning and evolving and connecting with others on a deeper level.
Well said, Claire. Thank you so much for joining me on this Espresso Expedition.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure to dive into Alexandra and Celine's inspiring story.
It has. Thank you for sharing. Until the next time, Claire and Sam Tutulu are...